Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Here's four big ideas to avoid burnout. I'm constantly asked about this. And I think that's actually a good thing, is that people really care about their well-being. And they also realize that in this time when we all have so many ambitions, we want to change the world, we want to chase all these new opportunities, that it's easier and easier and easier to get completely burned out, to drown in the digital stream of distraction, to feel like our days are getting wasted because we're just doing too many things, and ultimately it takes its toll. And if you've ever felt like you are burning out, like you are at your wit's end, you're at the end of the rope, whatever metaphor you want to use, make sure you tune in right now, bust out your journal, get your pen, take four pieces of advice and start implementing them in your life. You'll feel so much better. Number one, here we go. Get more sleep. Now, I know you're gonna say, yeah, Brent, I know that. I'm supposed to get more sleep, but that's the problem. I'm burning out because I can't get sleep. Right, you need to get sleep. You're not prioritizing it enough. So many people are not getting their 8 hours of sleep. It's a joke. There's times in your life when that's difficult. You know, you got a new baby. You got some new opportunity. You gotta ride that thing for a week. But let me share with you, if you are not on a consistent basis getting your 7 to 8 hours, we can prove over and over and over again, you focus worse,
your cognitive scores go down, your increase of getting sick goes up, and the likelihood that you're gonna be somebody who is not only just stressed all the time, but causes drama on teams or in social situations also increases. Meaning, the less sleep you get, the more of a jerk you become. You know, the more of a jerk you become, the more you're gonna feel like you're burning out. Trust me, it's vital that you prioritize sleep again. It is the greatest gift you can give. It is the number one utmost secret to avoiding burnout. Because you and I both know when you're rested, you don't feel like you're burned out. You know, you go on your vacation, you have two or three nights where you finally decompress, you're resting well again on vacation, and all of a sudden you feel like a whole different person. Well, that shouldn't just be 1 or 2 weeks a year when you happen to go on vacation. That's gotta be every day. You've got to get the sleep back in your life. And if you miss a night of sleep and you had a terrible night, you miss an hour or two, then during the day, either nap to catch up or within that next 72-hour period catch up, or just meditate to catch up if you're not a napper. But you have to catch up on that rest and that rejuvenation. And I cannot share with you, there is nothing more important that you can do. There is nothing more important you can do than catch up on sleep. It's a must. Number two, very, very important, say no first. If you're already towards burnout, then the worst thing you can do is say yes to a bunch of new opportunities or obligations. If you're towards burnout, what you need to do is say no first to every new thing that comes towards you. Which sounds hard, especially from a motivational guy like me who's always saying say yes to the world. The reality is when you're first beginning something, like let's say you just got out of college, you're starting some new opportunities, you're an entrepreneur, or you're even working for a career. It's like, yeah, you say yes to a lot of things so you can get in the game, but as you get more established or you achieve more, or you're more busy, that's the time to start saying no to everything first. Unless you can make the case for why you should take something on. Like, you gotta think of it as like a business case. Anytime someone says, Brendan, I got this new idea for you, I approach it like a business case. The automatic answer is no, and until they've made the case for why it should be a yes for me, or I've made that case internally and really well thought through it, it's an immediate no, pass, focus on what I'm focused on. Most burnout comes from overly committing ourselves, and so we have to be very attentive to that. Third big idea, avoiding burnout, schedule the times that you do your email. You know, it's so funny, a lot of the reasons we feel so frazzled and freaked out is because we're constantly checking our texts, constantly checking into the world, constantly checking into other people. And it's like, if you can get away from that, or at least block the time in which you deal with that, your brain can be more organized. It's like, I'm never frazzled unless I interrupt the things I'm doing with something I shouldn't, a call, or checking in my inbox all of a sudden. And now I feel more frazzled because your brain can only take on so much. So focus on one thing at a time, including your email. Just decide, you're only gonna check email twice a day. Pick the times that you're gonna check that email and reply to that email, and that's the block of time that you're gonna do it. No one needs to hear from you every 5 seconds, and if you've allowed them to believe that, you're just not managing your life, and you can't blame them. It's your job to set those boundaries. It's your job to set the expectation when people will hear back from you. Now, some of you say, well, Brent, I can't possibly do that. I'm in customer service. I have to reply to email all day long. And I would say, okay, if you're in customer service, but if you're not, if you're leading or you're running your own company or you have a big team, trust me, you need to be working on your projects and you need to have diligent time for that that is protected away from checking in constantly. The more you are checking in constantly, the more you are checking out of the productive work that you could be doing on your projects. So focus, that will help you so much. And last, to avoid burnout, please ask for help. Too many people don't leverage their team, their comrades, their friends, their family for help. You know, if you're just struggling to take care of the kids, like, are there any in-laws nearby? Even if you don't like them, is there someone around who could help with those daily tasks, those simple things, whether it's getting a personal assistant, or it's just asking your friends for some support on some simple things, but too many people don't ask for help, and so they're burning out constantly because they feel like they're a martyr. They have to do it. Well, Brendan, I'm the only person who can do this. You're the only person who can do this? Let's check that ego at the door. You're not the only person who can do anything. somebody could step in and support you. And whether you got to hire them, find them, beg them, or borrow, it's all about getting support for you to be able to do more with more sanity in your life. You can do this. Burnout is not something you have to accept as your fate in life. At some point you say, you know what? I want to live a life of peace. I want to have moments of stillness and joy in my life. I don't want to feel like I'm constantly being run over. And the only way to do that is you taking back control of your day, of your sleep, of the times in which you check in, of your ability to ask for help. You can do these things. Life can feel so much more joyous than a big, long journey of burnout. But it's up to you to take back control. And once you do that, you'll start to experience what we call the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people,
And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it. To earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.